Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is with Meredith Ketchell. Meredith and I recorded an episode yesterday on Thursday, June 16th, but it felt a little negative to me, and we both sounded like privileged people complaining, so I did not release that, and I wanted to record a positive episode, so that's what we did. This is a late Friday afternoon positive episode of You, Me, Them, Everybody. Meredith did TV last night, and it went really well. I'm excited about a talk I'm doing at the Smithsonian tomorrow on Saturday, June 18th. So I wanted to talk about that. And yeah, we did. It's a fun one. It's a thing to listen to at the end of your work week, when you're walking home, when you're on a bus, whatever. Why am I telling you how to listen? Listen however you want. You're an adult or not. Maybe you're a child. If you're a child, hello, thank you for downloading. You're not going to enjoy this. You're a child. That's okay. Your brain is not done forming. We're not done until we're 25. If you're under 25, you're probably not going to like me. I just realized that. Anyways, this is a show. It's a podcast. It's something to listen to. Here we go. Meredith Ketchell and I on TV and more. So last night seemed to go well for you.
Yeah, it was super fun. Oh my God. I was not expecting it to be as fun as it was.
I know.
Like everyone could not have been nicer. Jeff Ross is a total sweetheart. Who knew? Sklar Brothers are very nice. Lil Rel didn't seem to like me, but that's okay.
So the one local guy was not nice.
Not especially, no. And luckily I got to go up before Hannibal got there, so. But yeah, it was silly and it was fun and it was four jokes. And like, I don't know if this is on air right now, but buddy, I made $1,200 for four jokes last night.
Are you comfortable talking about that?
I mean, yeah, we
Hell
can.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
How much did you think you were going to make?
I thought I was going to make like $100.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. So it was like a very nice surprise.
Good.
Crazy. That's like 3 months rent. It's amazing.
What's the most you've ever been paid before last night to do ha-has?
Oh, before last, maybe like $50.
For yeah. The listener at home, I'm at my face made a laugh.
He's laughing at me, yeah.
I'm laughing at you. So you've never been able to pay rent doing this?
No, that's why I'm an illustrator. But also, yeah, I'm an illustrator because I'm an illustrator.
Yeah, it's not like your backup plan was to be an illustrator.
No, and I've never planned on making a bunch of money doing comedy. But that felt really good. You know, I can see the appeal of like working for fucking
money,
you know, 3 hours and making that kind of money. Jesus.
Yeah.
I also think that I've been so poor for so long that I'm like, ooh, I'm going to eat for 3 months. Oh, wow. That's all I need to do. I can just live off of that. I don't have to do anything else.
That's such a horrible plan.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm financially able.
I was able to pay my rent by performing for a few months in 2011.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I hated it.
Yeah, I was about to say, were you like grinding?
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm not a stand-up, so it was a little bit more difficult. So I just like hosted like two or three things every week and got paid to do those. And then I would pick up the occasional gig that paid too high.
Such as?
Hosting a random event for something that isn't really comedy related. Yeah, just doing random DJ type things. Just it was.
Oh, just, I gotcha.
I'd like DJ a company Christmas party type of thing, or.
This stuff makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's actually a little bit better than most like open mics or something like that. Because like, there's no expectation, and I don't have to hear a bunch of other people's like unfunny observations about their like place in the world. So it's not that bad. It's just I don't know how people that we know do it full time and enjoy it.
That's the other thing. It just like I saw the Sklar Brothers like come in, and they were on different flights, and they like immediately they just hit the ground, started working, and that's their life every day.
Yeah.
Probably not every day, but, like, that doesn't seem super fun. The idea of being a road comic in general seems like fucking miserable to me.
No, but
that's like the worst existence.
Having your own TV shows, like, no, I'm not saying woe is them, but there's a big difference between having your own show and determining what you do. I mean, that's not fair, because every road comic chooses to be a road comic. No one, like, screws up enough to be a road comic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you're that much of a screw-up, you can't hold dates. Like, so it's just, I guess it's just, that's not for me. It never will be for me. And nor, so I care, the older I get, the less I care about that world.
Right.
But the Jeffrey Ross thing is interesting, because he's, like, figured it out over time, and good for him.
Yeah, seriously, good for him. After meeting him last night, I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, like, you're not that person.
Yeah.
You're a pretty nice person.
So
okay.
I was editing our most recent episode, yesterday's episode, but I didn't post it because it was pretty negative, and then I saw early this morning how good of a night you had, so I wanted to just scrap that one completely and only focus on the positives.
Dope. That's awesome.
Is that awesome?
It is.
Okay.
Well, it's like, I think I was being a little bit of like an over it hipster and somebody who also lacks a lot of confidence when it comes to that area of my life.
Okay.
And I didn't need to do any of that. I just went in and had tried to have fun with my friend, and that's what we did.
Now, the what you did last night for the listener, you did a roast show that is going to be on Comedy Central, and you did it at Lincoln Hall in Chicago. It's usually a music venue, but it holds about 1,200 people. And
mm-hmm.
last night it was filmed, and the Sklar brothers were there as were like guest judges.
They were.
And apparently Hannibal showed up.
Hannibal showed up. Lil Rel was there, and Jeff Ross was the other one. Also, the kid from the Goldbergs.
Yeah, I saw that on your Instagram.
I'm, like, the only person that's super excited about it, but I saw him and I was just like, yeah, I fucking love that show.
So I don't watch the Goldbergs. I've seen one episode, and it was a compilation episode. It seems like a very fine show.
It is a very fine show. It has an excellent ensemble cast.
All right.
And a touch of nostalgia.
So why was the kid from the Goldbergs there?
He just really loves roast comedy.
Are you JKing right now, or is this serious?
I asked him. I was like, you're a little young for this. And he was just like, yeah, but I love this so much. It's just, it's so fun.
It's a pretty good guy, little kid from the Goldbergs voice you got going on right now.
I watch a lot of the Goldbergs.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so how old is that kid?
I think he's probably like 15 or 16.
Oh, seriously? I'm looking it up. If you hear typing, listener, I'm looking up the young child from...
Yeah, look it up.
It's got a really high IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes score. Good for them.
Because it's really funny.
He's 17.
He's 17? Oh my god, he's 17.
He just turned 17 and he lives in Michigan.
Oh my god, he's so little.
He is little. He's a little boy.
He's a little guy. Seriously. Oh my god, he's 17. That's so cute. Also, he said he lived in Park Ridge.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I don't know. But his most recent tweet is, I'm looking this up. Couldn't stop laughing tonight at Real Jeffrey Ross Roast Battle tonight in Chicago. Fun judges too. Sklar Brothers and Lil Rel.
Yeah, I mean, he was like having the time of his life and he was there with his parents and his friend. He had a little fat friend. It was cute.
That's nice.
I don't know why I like little dudes like that so
much.
Now
I'm on his Twitter page. Last game of the soccer season ends in a tie. Such a fun season. Offering Luke to the soccer gods, and they're holding up their friend Luke.
That's so cute.
This kid likes soccer a lot. It's very cute.
Like, he likes soccer. He just seems like a swell little kid. Like, I'd want him to hang out with my kids if I had kids that age.
He posted on Memorial Day a God Bless America hashtag honoring all who served with a flag on his Twitter page.
Oh my god, he's such a little dog!
Oh boy.
Yeah, you just gotta honor all those forgotten soldiers and stuff. I'm on the Goldbergs.
Oh boy. Alright, so you got to meet a Goldberg, and that's nice.
That's fun, yeah. I don't really get the celeb thing too much where I'm like, oh!
But if it's a little baby boy on Goldberg's, you're all in it.
But if it's a little tiny child who I feel like I know, then yeah, we're going to freak the fuck out. I didn't even take a picture with Jeff Ross or anything. I just took a picture with the kids from the Goldberg's. So I'm doing good. Anyways, how are you feeling about your show?
So We had to change the title of the show. I'm still doing a show at the Smithsonian. It's going to be, rather than Donald Trump is a professional wrestler, the show is now called Presidential Politics is Professional Wrestling.
Okay.
Which is fine. Which is fine.
I don't hate it.
I know. The thing about it is, most people don't know this, even if people listening to this right now, that in 2008, all three presidential candidates were on Monday Night Raw. So Barack Hussein Obama, John McCain, and Hillary Clinton were all on Monday Night Raw. And they all did a pre-taped address. Therefore, regardless of Hillary or Trump winning the 2016 campaign, for at least three consecutive presidents all have appeared on WWE's Monday Night Raw.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so the road to the White House goes through Monday Night Raw.
Well, okay, and also, like, all of the states, but mostly
Monday Night Raw. Yeah. So no matter what, it's like, that's always been part of the talk. It's just a little disheartening that, like, 2 days before you do a thing, it's supposed to change. That's fine. I don't want to get anybody fired, and I'm going to do exactly what I want all of the time within reason. You know what I mean?
Because you're a white male.
Because I'm a white man, but consent is still, like, kind of important here. So if there wasn't consent to do the thing, I couldn't do the thing. I don't want to hurt anybody.
No, I don't think that you will hurt anybody. What do you mean hurt anybody?
Well, in terms of other people's jobs.
Nobody else can control what you go up there and say on stage.
True, but to a point, that's true. But you don't book intentionally crazy people on shows. And then if they stab and murder everyone in the world, you're going to get a little bit of blame. You know what I mean?
One, I'm going to be very disappointed if you stab and murder anyone. I really feel like that is out of character.
That is out of character. But you
know, I feel like that's the type of thing that if they're continuously making that mistake, somebody stabbing and murdering and or insulting the next greatest president of the United States, Donald Trump, then maybe it's on them.
See, our talk is the talk I'm doing with Chris Kelly. It's technically bipartisan, and that's not a joke. We're not.
Oh,
it's very bipartisan.
Okay.
We're genuine wrestling fans, completely. And we realize that everything in life is absurd.
Right.
So it's just 100% of the things in this election have happened within the context of professional wrestling. It sounds insane. I know.
It does sound insane.
We have, we have 75 slides, and one of the 75 slides is a still from True Detective Season 1, where it's like the conspiracy theory lines and stuff like that. We know how we sound. Like, we get it.
It's fine, but it's also something that, like, I'm sure at some point in a conversation just, like, clicked with you two, and you're like, oh my fucking God. And, like, that it just wouldn't stop, so you just have to talk about it on stage.
It's pretty much a daily thing now where we'll email each other, like, today's current events that prove our points.
I get it.
It's really bad. The other thing that I really want to start talking about in depth very soon is how The Rock and John Cena will run as a party ticket, maybe 2028, and most likely win.
Can I quote you on that?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I've already written about this and talked about this on very mainstream things. The Rock did not deny considering running for office in his most recent GQ UK profile. Number one. Number two, The Rock spoke at the 2000 Republican National Convention. And there's a great photo of him as Dennis Hastert holding hands and, like, raising their arms. Dennis Hastert, you might know as...
Oh, I grew up at the town over.
As a real creep. So there you go. The Rock's already been at the RNC. John Cena has talked multiple times on the Today Show, which he occasionally co-hosts, about how Donald Trump is bad for America. John Cena just spoke yesterday for a WWE conference in China. He spoke in Mandarin. Come on. He knows what he's doing.
Ooh.
If Ronald Reagan could be a B actor, we could have the greatest action hero of the aughts with The Rock be our president, and John Cena would be an amazing vice president. It's going to be a Republican.
They're on opposite ends right now.
I understand that. They're both. It'll be a Republican ticket. I'm not at all concerned about that. I'm just saying that they're going to run for office and they're going to win.
I mean, I have no doubt that they would win, is the thing.
Yeah.
Because they're genuinely good people, it seems. I vote for a good person. I always want to vote for a good person.
John Cena has done the most make-a-wishes.
I know.
Period.
You had like, the exact figure on that the last time we...
It's over 500. It's over 500 make-a-wishes. The Rock is in Central Intelligence today with Kevin Hart. His HBO show comes back in the middle of July. He's going to be the first Samoan Disney character this fall. Come on. Wake up, sheeple. It's going to be The Rock, John Cena, 2028.
So you're saying The Rock president.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go with The Rock as the first Samoan president.
No way.
You don't think that we'll elect a Samoan president?
No, I just think that by that time...
You're going to go Cena?
I'm going to go Cena. This is the gut feeling. If this is like what we're talking about, I'm going Cena. And then, you know, The Rock is advice.
I don't think you're wrong by going with Cena, but hear me out. The Rock is part of the Attitude Era. The Attitude Era is still more important than today's wrestling. They'll never have that cultural reach.
I don't think that anyone besides people like you know that or care about that.
Ask anyone in the world who Stone Cold Steve Austin is, and yeah, they care. The entire world cares.
I've never heard of the Attitude Era before this very moment.
It's just a time frame. It's just a time frame. You know Stone Cold Steve Austin, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, there you go. Name one other wrestler in the last 10 years besides John Cena.
Is Kane one of them?
Kane was also from the Attitude Era, though. He's an older guy.
Is the Hardy Boys still
up? The Hardy Boys are part of the Attitude Era. See, they're no longer wrestling. That's my point. Wrestling is getting less and less popular. The Rock is getting more and more popular, but he brings in all those old school fans. The Rock's going to be the man. Also, The Rock's hosted SNL more times, and that's a fun thing, and he's great. And John Cena hasn't hosted SNL once to date. And if you want to be president, you got to be on SNL as many times as possible.
Barack Obama wasn't on it until right before his election.
Yeah. And he barely won, okay? The Rock's going to win. Now, if The Rock had to go against John Cena, I don't know who would win. That's too impossible to tell. Another thing about The Rock that you need to remember, think about the states The Rock picks up. The Rock keeps Florida. Florida is always a contentious state. The Rock.
For sure The Rock gets Florida.
The Rock gets Florida. The Rock easily has that on lockdown. The Rock gets almost all the South. He's got a property in Virginia. He's going to lock down Virginia. John Cena gets everyone in the Northeast. He's from the Massachusetts area. They will all go with him.
Middle America. Saying straight Nevada just because it's Nevada.
Yeah. Like if you just take where the map lies for these two men, you can win an election. Yeah, I'm really, really, really smart.
Yeah, you are. And I just kind of hate it because it's all is like starting to make sense. And I just feel like maybe I'm like being pulled in by a crazy person. Or maybe like you might be on the right side of history.
I'm definitely on the right side of history, number one. Number two, I'm not trying to sell anything to anyone other than the t-shirts I'm about to make that are Rock John Cena shirts. I've already gone over the ideas with Stephanie Haas. The two themes will be America's Time is Now and Can You Smell What America is Cooking? It'll be going to be great. It's going to be The Rock John Cena.
I don't hate it.
It's going to be so good. The Rock owns horses, and he likes to visit his ranch and sing to his horses with his acoustic guitar.
Is that a fact?
That's a fact. You should follow The Rock on Instagram. It'll make you real happy.
I feel like my pussy just got buzzed a little bit when you said that. It felt weird.
Yeah, The Rock's cool.
Thanks to his horses.
Yeah, The Rock's cool. There's been so many rumors of whether The Rock is gay or not, which makes it even better.
He has a baby.
Oh, yeah, no gay people ever have babies. Come on, wake up. It's 20, what's that, what year is it?
What are you talking about? He has, like, a girlfriend.
Yeah, I know, but there's been rumors forever that The Rock is gay.
Lauren Hashim.
Part of me really hopes that The Rock is gay, and then one day he comes out, and then he'll be our first gay Samoan wrestler president. That's what happens in an ideal world.
Samoan wrestler president.
Yes.
That's literally out of Idiocracy, basically.
No, it's not, because The Rock is a good guy.
But he's a good guy. He's not a heel. But so also was Terry Crews in that movie. He was a good guy.
No, I think it'll be the opposite.
And the wrestler.
I think this will be Idiocracy Part 2 when The Rock fixes everything in the world.
Oh, sure.
I would... I'm talking in circles. So Peyton Manning is clearly going to run for office one day.
You think?
Yes. The issue is what level and what state. Who now I'm trying to think, who is the most electable athlete in America? And I think it is, honestly, The Rock over Peyton Manning. Now, if LeBron wins on Sunday, LeBron could become whatever he wants in Ohio, but I don't think he could win a national office. And I don't know if Peyton could win a national office.
I don't think national. I think, like, smaller, like, mayor, absolutely. Gonna landslide that one. For sure. Senator? Maybe.
I think Peyton...
most likely.
Yes. I think Shaquille O'Neal could win in office. He is a sheriff. That's not a joke.
He's a very dumb man, though, isn't he?
He's a very fun man that people really like. He's never really been challenged on his smarts.
No.
But that doesn't mean he's dumb.
Very short-lived time that I liked a lot where he would go on TV and rap.
Oh, yeah. The early, mid-90s were fantastic. Shaq released multiple albums. My first CD I ever bought was Shaq Diesel.
No, yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah, it was pretty great. The second CD I bought was Meat Loaf's Better to Hell Part 2, Back into Hell, and he collapsed on stage last night.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I can't lose the loaf, too, man. This is just going to be... We're just hitting one every, like, 2 weeks at this point.
Yeah, Meat Loaf is definitely in the same category as, say, David Bowie and Prince and Muhammad Ali. Yeah, he's a close fourth.
I would say close second.
Oh, to who's number one? Bowie?
Oh, no.
Ali?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to go Ali, with number one.
Bowie, all 50 victims of the Orlando shooting, Prince.
So you're ranking Prince pretty low on this.
I'm just fucking with you.
See, I wish
Prince is still up there. He's not my favorite, but he's still up there.
Prince didn't do it for me.
Didn't do it for me either. We talked about that.
Yeah, and I
wanted to care.
I feel bad about that. Mm. Like, it should have.
Why? Because everyone else did?
Because he was so important to so many people, and I don't want to be the guy that's, like, just being a dick to be a dick. You know what I mean?
I mean, fucking Jesus Christ, Charlton Heston was a big deal to a lot of people.
No, Charlton Heston never let anyone feel good about their sexuality. You know what I mean?
What about Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan didn't make anybody feel good about their sexuality and make it feel okay to be something that most people consider not okay.
Hmm.
But I'm just still stupid because I get into the whole politics side of it all, which is not a good idea.
I just didn't care for his music.
Yep. Well, that's it?
That's it.
That's fine.
I just didn't care for his music.
Mine is a lot more dumb.
Rock and roll was not my type of rock and roll.
Mine is a lot more dumb. This weekend, you're doing normal people things.
I'm doing normal people things all weekend. I'm so excited. I'm just going to birthday parties and bridal showers.
Do you like going to bridal showers?
What's that?
Do you like going to bridal showers?
Literally, no one likes going to bridal showers.
Why?
They are very long and very boring. And it's just one of many times that you have to give this person a gift, which is annoying. And yeah, it's just like hoity-toity. Last weekend, for example, I went to a baby shower, or 2 weekends ago.
Okay.
And I had to play a game where they blindfolded me and put me in oven mitts, and I had to put a diaper on a doll. And I don't want to do that. Just give me lasagna, sit me in a corner, I will bring a present, and I will watch that present be opened. After that, I have no ties to this.
Did you do okay with putting
the baby shower? I won. Just for the record, I won. I won a nail set. So.
So what you're saying is you're ready to be a mom.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Yes. Have you seen the portrait of me naked with a ham? I'm ready to be a mom.
Did you have parents that were like open about sexuality at all?
Were my parents open about sexuality?
Yeah, like would your parents have a portrait of one of them naked with a ham?
No.
Okay. I have a few friends that whose parents like were very open and honest about that stuff, and I don't know if it was good for them.
What do you mean?
Like,
what?
I don't know. Part of me really likes growing up in the Midwest, that it was like you didn't talk about everything and you had to figure things out, and maybe the way you figured things out were really wrong.
Like standards. Like now, like everyone has a 9/11 story. Everyone has a like how I found out sex worked.
Yes.
Story. If you lived in the Midwest, I don't know. It's probably the same in the South. It's probably the same on a lot of places in America where we have like a really terrible sex education like yes. program. Pretty much nationwide. Yeah, I didn't. My godparents had like the joy of sex always like on the coffee table.
Do you remember like leafing through that?
Mm-hmm. I own a copy now because I thought it was fascinating to me. It made no fucking sense. Like I like you would like look at it and be like, oh, like just like wide eyed, and then like throw it and be like, ah. That's crazy. And then you'd like run around the house with your godbrother, and then you'd run and pick it up again and like be like, I know it's perverted, but like, what? I had the same thing with like HBO, like Real Sex.
Aren't the people in The Joy of Sex very like 70s and hairy?
Wait. And yeah.
Okay.
Very.
I thought so. I still don't know if I've seen it.
Hold on. Let me grab.
All right.
Okay. So it's actually set up like The Joy of Cooking. So there's like chapters like, first of all, these are the type of illustrations that are in it.
Well, that seems nice.
Yeah, they're like nice, like watercolor illustrations of sex.
That's nice.
I know.
That seems pleasant.
They do. Okay, so then they have like a dictionary part, which is like recipes, entrees, appetizers. This one is called Starters and Basic Beginnings.
Okay.
And they tell you like what a foreskin is, what a G-string is. It's also littered with like cool stuff like the Kama Sutra. Now, you go from like starters to entrees, which is just like straight up fucking. My favorite one though, well, problems and what to do about them, bisexuality being one of the things that they address.
That's a problem?
Very strange. As a problem, yeah. My favorite thing, though. Oh, here it is. Where is it? Armpit. Yeah. Armpit. The armpit?
No.
Is a classical site for kisses.
No, it's not.
Should on no account be shaved. Can be used instead of the palm to silence your partner at climax. If you use your palm, rub it over your own and your partner's armpit area first. So nope. They're saying, like, when you come, rub your hand in your armpit and smother your partner.
Nope.
Auxiliary intercourse is an occasional variation. Handle it for as intermammary intercourse, so titty fucking, but with your penis under her right arm. Well under so that the friction is on the shaft, not on the glands, as in any other unlubricated area. Put her left arm around your neck and hold her right hand behind her with your right hand. She will get her sensations from the pressure against her breasts, helped by your big toe pressed to her clitoris if she wants it.
Okay.
The joy of sex. Nonsense.
One part of that was like, oh, that's a guy that and a lady that want to try like stretching.
Yeah.
But then the other part was of that was like the author being like, listen, I'm in the armpits. I'm going to make this normal.
I like fucking a hairy pit, dude. Just the shaft. And also, I'm going to make it cool for her by putting my big toe on her clit.
That one's weird.
You should get the joy of sex.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest.
You're just holding up a brown book. Like, it's not.
I know. It's so gross.
That's not gross. That's nice.
It's his hair. He's got very, like, caveman-y hair.
Listen, I like that guy's hair. I'm very jealous of that man's hair.
Really?
He looks like a cool dude.
All right. I don't think so.
I think he looks like a cool dude.
Okay. I'm going to send you just, like, snippets of these. Ooh, Waterworks. Never read that one.
Because it's not a thing.
Waterworks?
What is...
It's peeing on someone.
Oh, that's not. Wait, did they say? Wait, really quick. Did they say bisexuality is a problem?
Yeah.
But Waterworks is fine.
Oh, Waterworks is fine, it appears. Let's see. Exercises. There's something called a buttered bun.
What's that? I have a good idea of what that
is. A woman who has recently had relations with another man. Unexpected turn-on for some males. This seems to be a carryover from a fairly general ape behavior, where sharing a partner is a form of bonding between males. It's Eskimo twins.
Oh, okay. So that is not what I thought at all.
Yeah, a buttered bun, no. Bisexuality. In problems. All people are bisexual, that is to say, they are able to respond sexually to some extent towards people of either sex. Being homosexual isn't a matter of having this kind of response, but usually of having some kind of turn off towards the opposite sex, which makes our same-sex response more evident and predominant. As with all sorts of sex play, if it worries you or you don't like it, don't do it. But it isn't bad magic, poisonous, or odd. Anyhow, in a sexual mix-up, one loses count, unless one is vulnerable to such worries about what belongs to whom in an orgy situation.
Okay.
Basically, you're just saying, have some group sex, don't feel weird.
Yeah.
If you grab a dick.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think that's actually pretty nice. That's so a nice way to address it. Hmm?
You were wrong.
We were wrong.
You were wrong. I did not say a goddamn thing about this.
You had a tone.
I am on the right side of history.
You are, man. Yeah, Roxy, 2028.
That's going to be so great. It's going to be so great. We're all going to get in shape.
Yeah, we are all going to get in shape.
By the way, if people are like, oh, that's crazy, just remember that Arnold Schwarzenegger's one job with the government was working for the president, heading up the, like, health fund thing. Remember that? The, like, exercise initiative? Yeah. And then he became the governor of California. So, it's happened. It's going to happen again. I'm not crazy. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Is he?
Yes. There's a celebrity wing.
Oh, okay.
Also,
he was a strong man.
Also,
see,
the Body Ventura was a wrestler and was also the governor of Minnesota. So
forgot about him. Did he just come back in the news?
They're always in the news if you care enough, if you look hard enough.
I'm always looking for some Palin. I'm on the hunt. I'm sniffing out Sarah. Love her. Can't get enough of her.
Enjoy the baby shower.
Yeah, enjoy your fucking show, and I want to hear about it next week. I'm really interested.
We'll most likely record it and release it as a video.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm excited to do it.
You should be. Seriously, it's cool. And it's at the Smithsonian, which is even more amazing.
And it's the Smithsonian that has, like, Dorothy's, like, red slippers, like that one.
God, that's so cool.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb.